Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Norway, Portugal, the United Kingdom, and finally, the United States. Before the signatures were affixed to the defense document, each of the foreign ministers spoke briefly. All of them stressed that this was a non-aggressive alliance, and most of them said the pact was necessary because the United Nations could not offer security. Canada's Minister for External Affairs, Mr. Pearson, said the pact was born out of fear and frustration. Here is part of his address.
Last week, the Parliament of Canada, with only two dissenting voices, endorsed the treaty that we signed here today. This virtual unanimity reflected the will of the whole Canadian people to feel deeply and instinctively that this treaty is not a pact for war, but a pledge for peace and progress.